one more minute. I hope you all had a great holiday season and a smooth transition to the new year. For everyone who's already there, so for today, I prepared a quite, I think, easy digestible study. But I think we can wait. Yeah, now it's 7. Now I will start. I hope you can all see my screen and you can all hear me. Otherwise, let me know. So as I mentioned, so for today, I prepared a paper which was published recently in the Journal of Veterinary Dentistry by Jerzy Gawor. He's a diplomat for dentistry working in Poland. And what he investigated on is the effectiveness of several products are used in unscaled dogs. And we will see more now. In the introduction, he talks first a bit in general about periodontal disease, why we need to treat it, why it is such a big deal in our animals. He also talks about it being a multifactorial disease, but definitely plaque is like a key factor in progression of disease. Therefore, we need stuff, we need protocols, we need treatment options to prevent or to retard deformation of plaque. He also talks about the consequences of periodontal disease if we don't treat it. Therefore, so he basically highlights why we need these things. And then he also mentions, and I think you all heard about this, the so-called Veterinary Oral Health Council. So I remember I already presented some products awarded with the VOHHC seal, or one of them is also part of this study. So this is for everyone who doesn't know. So this is usually, so these are usually the products which are recommended by dental specialists because they have like some, at least some evidence behind. He also mentions, and that was also I didn't really know that much about this before. So he mentions how these protocols actually work. So they're usually you're doing so-called clean tooth models. That means at day zero, all dogs taking part or whatever, all animals taking part in the study, they get a professional dental cleaning under anesthesia. They also get evaluated under anesthesia, and then they usually use a product and a placebo for 28 days, and then they re-examine them. And so this is how it's usually done, and this is also how the author of this study has done several or tested several products. But he mentioned that we don't have much information about like what they call dirty tooth models. So basically, if we don't have a animal under anesthesia to clean the teeth before and then see how these products perform. And of course, you probably can already see where this comes in handy because obviously, everyone probably doing dentistry already had the situation where we had patients for whatever reasons where we didn't want to put the animal under anesthesia. And it would be nice to have some data how these products are functioning in these patients. So in this study, he used 125 dogs were included. They had to be in good general health, and he was checking on 8 teeth, the maxillary third incisor, the canine tooth, and the third and the fourth premolar tooth. And obviously, or not obviously, we will hear a bit maybe about this in the discussion. He was excluding dogs with severe periodontal disease, and we will also see how it was evaluated, and dogs which had systemic disease or some medications. And then he did like something which he called, or which is called like a washout period. So for the first 8 weeks, to get everyone on the same level, these animals, so they were already recruited, but then they were prohibited to use any like products, any chews, any edibles, like any treats, to have all like without any products which might interfere with plaque and calculus formation. And then after this 8 weeks, they were checked again clinically, so it was only done by visual examination. So as I mentioned in the beginning here, no anesthesia was done at any point. So it was just he looked at those eight teeth, basically by lifting the lip, looking at the buccal surface, and then evaluating how much plaque and how happy and healthy it looked. And then, so after the washout period, the animals were randomized into seven groups. So there were one group where the owner was advised to brush every other day. They were using a Virbac toothpaste, and this group and all of them except the control group contained 15 cases. The other group was giving a dental chew. You can all check this product later. So this is VeggieDent. So basically, these products included in this study, these are all products which either have the Veterinary or Health Council seal or are some other studies already behind them. And so one group brushing every other day, one group the dental chew, one group got a water additive, and this is the one, if I remember correctly, I already presented in this journal club. And then he was combining a bit between those groups. So the fourth group was then brushing only once a week, giving the chew daily, and then we had another group with brushing once weekly with the water additive. And then we had one group where he fed, or where the owner fed the dental chew daily and also gave the water additive daily. And then we had a negative control where nothing was done. And this consisted of 35 patients. And I already mentioned this. So he was lifting the lip, looking at the buccal surfaces of these eight teeth, and then he was like scoring the dental deposits from 0 to 4. Zero means you wouldn't see any calculus. One means less than 25% of the surface. And then two, 25 to 50, three, 50 to 75, and four, more than 75% of calculus. And he also evaluated the periodontal health status. And zero also, so this one was from 0 to 3. Zero, was healthy, one was just gingivitis, two was early periodontal disease, and three was moderate periodontitis. And this is like the basically the classic scoring, but yeah, we will maybe see in the discussion that this is probably a bit difficult just on the awake patient. And now if we look at the results, I will skip a bit the demographic data because I think it's not that important. So if we first look at the deposits, so you remember deposits and periodontal health was basically evaluated, and if we look at the deposits, you would see statistical significant changes in the group where there was brushing every other day. You would see it where there was the dental chew every day. There you would see it in group where there was brushing weekly and the water additive, and you would see it in the group where there was brushing and the water additive daily. So these were the four groups where it was significant improvement in the plaque scores. And as I mentioned, he also evaluated the periodontal health status. And this is the second figure here. And there was statistical significance in the brushing and water every day, like brushing weekly and water every day, and in the chew every day and water daily group. So these were basically the findings. And now, if we look at the discussion, so again, he talks about a bit why it is useful to have like the classic science-based clean tooth model, which is also done in the Veterinary or Health Council products. The only exception there is if we look at gingival plaque index, it's usually done on awake animals, but otherwise it's all done under general anesthesia, which you can all imagine is definitely more objective. To be honest, it's in general the question how well you can evaluate periodontal health just by looking at the buccal surfaces of some teeth. As we all know, everyone knows who's dealing with these patients, that sometimes it can look like horrible periodontal disease and then it's better and vice versa. So it's pretty unreliable to just rely on the clinical findings. So this is definitely like a drawback of this. He also mentions how these products were tested before, and he also like talks about that it was a bit surprising, like in the findings that we see. Okay, no big surprise that the brushing every other day, because this has kind of already been proven also in the clean tooth model that this is better. But it was for him surprising that, for example, which has also been proven to have some efficiency, like the water additive every day, that it didn't help with the deposits. He thinks that probably it's just a good option if we have the cleaning before, and I guess this is something we can take out of this study. But to be honest, I think the biggest drawbacks of this study is what I already mentioned, is first of all the way periodontal health was evaluated. And I already mentioned quickly when we were looking at the material and methods which patients were included. I think it's a bit sad, but I obviously understand why it was done this way, that all animals with like severe periodontal disease and systemic disease were excluded, because I guess what we are investigating here is basically aimed for this group of patients. And it's not really, for example, if you then look at closer look at the at these groups, for example, most animals, they were like in the gingivitis group, so there was no real visible periodontal disease. And so if we just have like a little bit of plaque and calculus, it's usually not the group where we are worried to go for anesthesia. I think it's more like the old dog with systemic disease where we have horrible periodontal disease. And it would be interesting to know if these products are at all giving any benefit to these patients. And to summarize it a bit, because as you could see, results in this study is really short, just a few sentences basically. So what was basically the findings of this one is, so it was beneficial to give a dental chew daily or brushing every day when we look at the dental deposits. But it's, if we're looking at the data from this study, not really helping with the periodontal health. So it removes deposits, but it doesn't really change the periodontal health. And yeah, the best when we look at the periodontal health, it was in this study that we would give the water additive daily and that we would brush once a week. And probably that's also what you were all thinking, and that's what I missed, what is also discussed in this in discussion here. This ideally will have some further investigation. For example, you could definitely combine all of these products. So you could brush, I don't know, not every other day, you could brush daily, or you can skip the brushing, but then you can combine the water additive and the dental chew and the so basically you and the dental chew, sorry that I forget about this, and the toothbrush basically, or the toothpaste. So you could basically combine all of these products and see if it like adds up and provides better plaque control. But to summarize or to have like a last word on this, I'm in general happy about every data we get. And as you mentioned, it's something where we don't have a lot, and it's definitely something or a situation where we are faced with. And at least now we have like a little bit of more data about this. Yeah, and that's it. Let me know if you have any questions about this, anything which was not clear. I wish you all a good start of the day, good week, and see you next time.